This past year has had its fair share of challenges, but one thing is for sure. Your success takes top priority when you make the choice to level up at Louisiana Tech University. Build a career that suits you and your future goals at Louisiana Tech. With multiple course delivery options, you can accomplish your educational goals, earn credentials, and accelerate your career at your pace. So get ahead and level up this summer at Louisiana Tech. Visit latech.edu/summer to learn more. You're listening to Beyond 1894, a podcast dedicated to updating you on research, innovation, and campus life happening at Louisiana Tech University.
Hey everybody, this is Teddy Allen from University Communications. Thanks for listening to Beyond 1894. However you're listening or wherever you're listening from, Shreveport, Logansport, Port au Prince, Kennebunkport, Port St. Lucie, or your back porch, we're glad that you're with us today. In the next few moments, we are going to meet five generations of proud Tech alums. We have parts of Generation 4 with us today and all of Generation 5, at least all of Generation 5 so far. So hello, everybody. We're going to start with a fourth generation grad, Melanie Peel. Melanie, say hey to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody, and her precious daughter, Anna Claire. Anna Claire, how
you doing? Hello, I'm good. How are you?
That's Anna Claire. She's fixing to graduate, as is her cousin, Ashley Nicole Hughes. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
Glad y'all could all be with us. Y'all are going to graduate with honors, so you're usually studying at this time of day. Thanks for coming and spending some time with me and with your mother and with your aunt. So, Melanie.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the respect. I'm never called sir. Me and Melanie are old friends. Melanie's a 1990s-ish graduate. Take us through the first generation through the fifth. Give us an outline, then we'll lap back and talk about them.
I am happy to do that. So five generations of some beautiful ladies, although I never met the first generation. The rest of them are all pretty near and dear to me. So 1911, one of the first sets of bricks right out there behind Howard is Lily Leona Driggers, 1911. And then a little bit further down that walkway, 1935, is Mildred Maul Dixon, who is my grandmother, and or we call her Mamaw. And then my mother, Billie Jane Dixon, I think she affectionately went by Jane. She dropped the Billy in college in 1967. Finished in 3 years, as is Ashley, which is super awesome. And then I finished in 1995, and Ashley's mom, I believe, finished in 1996, Melissa Hughes, who is my twin.
Yes, which I wasn't aware of that.
You were not aware
of
that.
Who's the oldest?
I win by 2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then now we have the fifth generation, Anna Claire and Ashley. So, Anna Claire, you're going to be graduating in May with your cousin,
yes, sir,
who is Melanie's niece, who is the daughter of your little sister.
My twin, that's correct.
Your favorite twin.
My favorite twin.
Okay, Anna Claire, tell us about your degree and what you're going to do after it.
So, I'm graduating, I'm majoring in biology and minoring in chemistry, and I'm going to go to pharmacy school after this at ULM. So.
And you wanted to go to pharmacy school here, but...
That is true, but that isn't offered here, unfortunately.
Right. But you had the opportunity to go to the pharmacy program after your third year, but why did you want to stay around here?
I honestly, a lot of people think that it was my mom, but I really did want to graduate from Tech just because fifth generation is not something that comes around often. So I think having that opportunity, I wanted to have that with Ashley because I knew that she was going to graduate at the same time as me. So I wanted to stay, and I don't think I was ready to necessarily dive into grad school just yet. So I decided to not rush into things and just keep the 4 years here and graduate.
We are glad that you stayed around. That is the daughter of the mother right there.
You like
that?
I'm telling
you. I wish for our videos so y'all could see these beautiful people. Ashley, you're going to graduate in May with honors, as is your cousin. So what are you going to do with your Bachelor of Science in Biology?
I am currently working at Green Clinic to get patient care hours because I want to apply to PA school this coming fall. But yeah, I graduated in 3 years and I've loved every second of it.
Good for you. And of course, your mother also got her degree from here. We'll talk about some more of y'all's family that graduated from here. Tell me, young ladies, if you would, do you have any memories of being little and hanging around school?
I definitely do. I always remember just growing up, my mom would always take me to orientation, the presents and everything to go watch that. But we also got to live on campus while our house was being built. So I remember being in junior high and living in Park Place and just kind of feeling like I was a big kid when I had no reality of what that would be like. But I always enjoyed that aspect of it.
Okay. What about Melanie? You used to play on the elevators. We're doing this in Wiley Auditorium, and this is where you used to.
I can't say that I necessarily would play on the elevators, but I mean, it's terrible that like some of my memories are like my grandmother's retirement party. So she worked in the purchasing office here on campus. And Dr. Geist even mentioned to me, he said, I remember working with her when I was a student. He was a student worker somewhere on campus. But when she retired, they had a party in Keeney Hall, and Melissa and I were playing on the elevators. And I'm quite certain my older sister, who was also a fourth-generation graduate, Michelle, she shoved us on that elevator and closed the door, and everything starts buzzing. And you, next thing you know, adults are coming out like, get off the elevators, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That happened, and
I'm
then when
they let you come to school here.
When they come back, right. And then my mom, when she was finishing her plus 30, would bring us after school or whatever and do her little studies on the flip side of Wiley, and we would Melissa and I would get on those elevators, just have a good grand old time,
terrorize the buildings and grounds,
grand old time. But I will tell you too, Teddy, I can remember every year that they were little. I wish, you know, that they would share that too. The tulips, like this time of the year, they always had their pictures made in the tulips, in the quad. You should
Ashley's
see some of those pictures.
Like
super sweet. Or the big
time. Have y'all had one made yet this year?
You know, we should do that.
You should do it right.
Recreate that.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Tailgating, football games, all those things.
I was just going to ask Ashley, do you remember your earliest ball game or whatever here?
I don't know if I remember my earliest one, but I remember lots. We would always tailgate. It was like a big ordeal for all of our friends that grew up around here. And getting to run around the stadium with your friends, I was like, you know, the coolest kid on the block because I knew where I was going. So
that's right. You did. You did.
Like when y'all showed up at school here, I know where that building is and that building is. And you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Five generations. I don't know that there are six generations. I don't know if we've had enough time yet. I guess we have. If you had some really, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, right. Some early marriages and whatnot.
I was going to say the sixth generation has not started yet for this crew.
Okay,
but
good. We want to have six generations.
That's right.
Not yet. All right. Let's go back to Leona. These are such great names. Lily, Leona.
Lily.
I'm just sick that Billy Jane dropped Billy.
Well, and I got to tell you this, out of all the blessings, I am the only one that got, so my middle name, which on my first brick is Melanie Leona Boone. So I was named after Lily Leona.
In 1911, that was a really big deal to go to college. And she got a Bachelor of Industry degree, which I'm not sure what that would equate to today. There were like 6 degrees you could get back then. This is called Beyond 1894, which is when the school started. So she was among the first to graduate. Did that ever come up in a conversation with your mama about how, you know, mama went to school and not a lot of girls were going?
Mama, she would talk about how hard of a worker her mom was. And I think she actually passed away before her grandfather or Mama's dad did. But the comments that Mama would make to us were more about how much it cost to go to school when she was a student.
Right.
So, in Mama's term was, you know, back then, so even in the 30s, is that it was $25 a semester to go to Louisiana, I guess Polytech, whatever that name was at that time. But and she would say, y'all, that was some high cotton and that they could not afford that. So they caught a bus somewhere. They would walk, you know, the whole story about walking uphill in the snow, whatever. They would truly walk to catch the bus. This was after they did their chores. They had a farm and animals, and they did all that. They'd catch the bus right when the sun was coming up, come to campus, use the books in the library because they didn't have money to buy the books, and then catch the bus on the way home. Well, I mean, they didn't even pay $25 because they didn't live on campus. So since she would ride the bus back in the evenings, I guess get something to eat and go to sleep and turn it around the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're walking uphill to and from school in the snow, that's
tough.
That's tough.
It's tough.
She ended up, she must have liked it because she hung around the school a while.
She did.
She was the director of purchasing?
She was the director of purchasing. So when she graduated, she moved to Shreveport for a little while. That's where she met my grandfather. Aww. And then she came back and was the director of purchasing. Had some great people that worked with her and kind of grew up here. And that is also one of our little pride moments that we share with our family, is that now my twin, as you've referred to, Melissa, my favorite twin, is now the director of purchasing. And that's just something that's real sentimental and special to us. The other thing that Mama would say about that is that the worst thing that ever happened to this university, are y'all ready for this? Worst thing that ever happened to Louisiana Tech was computers. And if people would just work hard with their hands and do the work themselves and add things up, then it would be a much better place. But computers are the worst thing to ever happen.
I don't think they're really going to catch on, computers.
I don't guess so.
Larry Dixon, tell us who that was.
That was Pawpaw. Right. So that was Mamaw's husband. And he worked in, he actually worked for Building Grounds. He was, they used to have garbage trucks. And so he was kind of like the garbage truck man on campus. I don't know if y'all, well, I can't say y'all to anybody but you, Teddy. Yeah, so he drove a garbage truck.
Didn't know we had that. So that was self-contained in Tech. It had its own garbage pickup. All right, Billy Jane or Jane.
Jane.
Your mother, the girl's grandmama, she graduated from here with a Bachelor of Arts in 67, got her master's degree, and she worked as a student worker in the Alumni Association.
She did.
Where was that then when she was an undergrad? That was before the building on the hill.
That's a great question, Teddy, but I will tell you, when she graduated from Tech, they gave her these beautiful plates, and I think they still have some at the alumni house, and she gave me a couple of them, but they're these Wedgwood, I think, made plates, and one of them has a picture of the old president's home, another is a picture of maybe Old Main, or maybe even the columns to coming into campus, but that was so cool that she got those little plates, and so now I have some too.
If you ever want to see those, you can stop by the alumni house.
The alumni house,
see some of those in there. They'd love for you to visit. And then, of course, you and both your sisters went here, and now y'all's daughters. Who's next in line, possibly, to come to school here?
Well, actually, Ashley has a brother, so Logan is graduating from Reston High.
Any of the boys in y'all's family smart enough to attend college here?
Good question.
Logan is in. He has been admitted, and he will be here. And then Anna Claire's brother is a junior at Cedar Creek, so he will be here the year after that.
All right. Well, they loosened restrictions a while back to let me in, so... If I can get in, people would say,
I like to tell people too, you know, I got in, I think, the year before Louisiana Tech actually started like selective admissions. I think that started in the 90s. Anyway, it wasn't like it was today where you apply October before you get ready to go to school. It was like we finished from high school in May, and Mom was like, hey, we need to stop by the admissions office and fill out an application to go to Tech. We're like,
it's big time. And again, we have Bridges to Bulldogs. We have programs to help you get in if you're not quite academically ready or whatever. We can get you there. I forget, this episode is actually going to drop. That's what we call it in the business. That means when you can start listening to it. There's a thing called the internet, and they'll put it on there somehow.
On computers?
Yes, but it's never going to catch on. As your grandmother suggested, Mamaw suggested, Mildred, you don't get people named Mildred no more. I love that. My grandma was a Ruth, and the other was Inez, so I'm old school. Like you, this is going to drop on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay.
That's cool because five generations.
Wow. That took me a second there, but that is very cool.
So we're going to do the rest of this in Spanish. So may
okay. I speak French,
don't know what the French title. We're going to go ahead and release it on Cinco de Mayo, and we're not going to do it in Spanish. We're just going to stick with good old American Southern drawl. So we can wrap this up. By the way, speaking of the physical plant, you know a guy who works there.
I really do. I know a very handsome guy that works over there.
That would be Anna Claire's father, Joe. We love the Joe.
We love the Joe.
Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering. I'm sure you coached him up and helped him get through.
Absolutely, I did.
He's a wonderful guy, and they're doing a heck of a job over there. We love seeing Joe. So, Ashley and Anna Claire, if you're trying to talk to a person who's never been to wrestling or something, they're a buddy of yours, and they're thinking about coming to school, I mean, what would you tell them about Louisiana Tech that, besides your family ties, what was it that made you want to come here?
I mean, as a student recruiter, they ask me that question for people that I have to tour that aren't from Ruston, and it kind of goes along with the family aspect, but even coming to Tech is different from Ruston, and I know Ashley would agree with that. We've been here our whole lives, and then Tech feels different when you get here, and that's in all good ways, but I always tell people that it's so easy to find your family here, so whether that's through extracurriculars or even classes where you sit by a student and you're like, you don't know what we're talking about either, that's good type stuff. So that's always a good way to form a quick connection. But I never had an instant where I didn't feel like I was meant to be here, just because I always had somebody that I knew was either struggling with me or was really excited with me. So it was always just kind of a comfortable place to be, and it's easy to get involved. And that's something that I don't think is necessarily possible in bigger universities, just seeing how difficult it is just to get involved there, because you've got so many people to maybe compete against or whatever, but here it's easy.
You can find your family at Tech. That's neat. We need to put that on one of those wooden plates if I can remember to do that. Ashley, I always try to tell people that if you don't know kind of what you want to do or you feel lost, we'll find you a spot. Have you seen friends to find themselves here? Did you find it easy to fit in?
Absolutely. I feel like there's a lot of different kinds of people and personalities here at Tech, and I think that it's all celebrated. And wherever your career choice ends up being and everything else, there's so many different clubs that you can be a part of, all the different sports and the different even the jobs here are all so unique. And I mean, I've been a student worker for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's always just been an amazing opportunity to even get to know just like the faculty and the staff and the professors. Everyone around here loves this town and loves this place. And it's so easy to find parents away from home, family away from home, and not just students, but faculty. And it's always been, I've always felt supported.
Well, and good lesson for all of us if we're struggling with time management. Ashley graduated in 3 years with honors and as a student worker.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I did not do that the decade that I attended. Good for you. And Melanie, just wrap this up for us. This is a long line of, we threw a couple of guys in here just for diversity's sake. But a long line that started back in 1911 with some strong women, and we've got the latest addition of those here. What do you think, why does Tech hold a special place in the hearts of this line of graduates that have come through here?
I think for various reasons, but I think because, you know, people hear the saying, Tech is family, and sometimes they think that's a little cliche or whatever. It's never been like that for me. It's not just a saying. And I think with my, you know, like I said, I didn't get to spend time on this side of heaven with my great-grandmother, but I know I spent a lot of time with Mamaw, so with Mildred, and with Jane, my mom, and with my oldest sister and Ashley's mom as well. And I know the work ethic that comes with this. I know that all of these ladies are passionate about the families that they raise, but an extension of that, where we go, that we treat others like family. And it's just, it's really a unique dynamic that is very special. And I was super proud that Anna Claire wanted to get her degree here. And really, that was nothing that I never questioned that. She was just like, I'm not interested in this early entry program, even though she worked her tail off to keep good grades. And both of the girls are active in Greek life and in different organizations on campus. So I think to sum it all up for me is it's a legacy that's worth living, and I'm very proud of this fifth generation, and I have no doubts that the sixth and seventh generation will make me just as happy or feel so good because I know where they come from. I know what they've been raised to do, and I know where their hearts are. And I think a lot of it is from strong women with strong educational ties, with a heart for family and a heart for the Lord. And those are all big things to me.
So if you are a young lady and you're looking for a school in university, we've got one for you. Or if you're a man, a boy, who needs help, although that's redundant, we can find a spot for you around here. You can call Melanie. She's the director of students in transition and call admissions. Give any of us a call. Teddy at LIHTC.edu. I tell people all the time, I probably won't know the answer, but I can ship you to who does know the answer. So what I've learned today, this is a legacy worth living. That you can find your family here, you can find parents here and faculty and staff, you can find brothers and sisters, you can find something that you want to do to make you a little Happy Meal money for when you get out in the real world and try to make a contribution. Anybody else got anything they want to add before we take up offering and shut this down?
I'm good.
All right, congratulations to our honor graduates, especially Ashley and Anna Claire. We want to thank Carter Carroll, too, for joining us today. You know, can we clap for Carter?
So we love Carter Carroll.
We've embarrassed him. He's rolling his eyes. But Carter and the rest of the University Communications team, we kind of divvy this up, spread the word about Beyond 1894. There's some fascinating people that we want to keep introducing you to, and people are always splitting the atom or building some trenchless technology thing or doing a nano deal. It's just unbelievable. I don't understand it all. But I know a lot of important stuff's going on around here. We want to try to share that with you. So thanks to the UC team. Thanks to our guests today. We really appreciate it, y'all. And thank you most of all for being a part of Beyond 1894. Remember to go to LIHTC.edu to see what all's happening at your area's flagship university. Go to LIHTCSports.com. Check out the new ballparks in person as soon as you get a chance. Until we meet again, go Dawgs. See ya!
At Louisiana Tech University, summer 2021 is bright with opportunities for future students. Do you know a high-achieving student who wants to prepare for future success? Summer 2021 is a great time for students to level up and get ahead by earning college credit. With scholarships and multiple course delivery options, students can achieve their academic goals at their own pace. Student success takes top priority when high school students level up at Louisiana Tech. Summer registration opens May 3rd. Learn more about summer classes at lihtech.edu/summer. Thank you for listening to Beyond 1894. Please subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information about this episode, check out our show notes. Beyond 1894 is produced by Louisiana Tech University's Office of University Communications.